We're going to go and daven Masechet Bar Mitzvah of Tzadik Beis. Again, on days, again, Tzadik Beis. The Gemara Ramana Sheyecha Bnei Beschara. And the condition that my son eats for my payment, which Pesach Bekunch Rashi explains, Sheyecha Bnei, that the son should eat im av with the father Beschara Pulas Av for in the payment for the wages of the father's work. So it says because that's difficult. Because then in my part, what's the Gemara asking? Bnei Am I Chayev? Why is the son Chayev? And my son is eating. It's for sure. Then it's a transaction. It's the payment that the father is supposed to get, and of course he's chayav ma'aser. Am I coming up? And also, what does the Gemara say? That oh no, the mechzik mekach. That looks like a mekach. It looks like it is the mekach. Now there, Rav says it appears that b'scharai haynu tachtav for the father's payment. It means in place of the father, and in place of what he gets to eat, and it's not the payment. B'tzur lahasne shi'ch laben. So why do you have to stipulate that the son could eat? It's typically commercial yitzah, like he wants to, that is a fellow, even if the son is going to eat more than the father. That if you say that the father's rights to eat is because it's from his own food, then why is the son chayiv? That is, amai chayiv, why do obligate take myself whatever the son's eating? We should not have obligated only what's eating more than the father. But the father's eating, it's the father. So why would he be any different than the father who is Eichel Upatr? I think there's Tesmat with words like Melcha Hachagasinan, Bisvarim Shalom, meaning in contrast to what's more, meaning, which would be the part of the, like we're saying, like part of the payment, which is like a Mecca. This is the gifts in our text. Now the Amid, but if you say Mishal Shemaim Oichel, that is eating from heaven, Amai Poida Machilon. So why does he redeem and feed them? Israel is Achel Bechulu. So the Torah is not mezak to him something that's forbidden. So and that's his thesis. So what does that mean? Why are we saying because if Mishal Shemaim? Because Abul Imishal Loihu Oichel, if he's eating from his own, Asichav. But then everything makes sense. Shadeu Keilu Hisna Imay Mekara. It's like as if he originally stipulated with him because Rishlel, as we explained this already previously, Amen Alf and the Maskel E. Mishan the Gemara answers Mishan the Mechazik Mechakitayis. No, it's you're right. It's just because that it appears like a Mechakitayis, and the Rach Pirish he says that actually. The Gemara's question, Amai Poide Machilon, the question of why do you redeem and feed it, meaning Yochlu Baloi Pidya. The Gemara's question is, it should be empty without redemption. Why give them Shal Shemaim Achel? Because it's from Shemaim, so it doesn't have to be redeemed. The Gemara answers, no, Isur Lezach Lerachmano. No, it's not getting from Shemaim because the Torah doesn't give him rights to something that's prohibited. Now, the Gersu do Kasha, so it says that this, according to the Gersu of the Ren Chanan, it's difficult because the Katya Abdul Mifrach. The Gemara should have still asked, "Am I Eichel Klal? Why is he eating at all?" The Gemara asked shortly, "Given the sparse gulav, when the cake of figs become undone." And Rabbi Lishnoi, the Gemara should have answered, "Mishum the Mechzik Mechzik Tais," because it looks like a Mechzik Tais. Mishum the Mechzik answer shortly from the fact that Gemara doesn't say that sounds not like Rabbi Nachmanu. Can make says not to begin the words of Gemara. Yachid, this case Gedolim Nami, as Tais explains. He am Mishum the Mal Mazoinus. If you say that he's feeding them, Mishum Shemayim Oichel, eating from Shemayim. It makes sense that he could set this up with his adult children because given the gazanah, since he's feeding them, they pardon with a full heart. But if he's not feeding them, why could he set this up for the adult children? They're not letting this go with a full heart. He's not feeding them. They're doing it out of fear of their father. Understand? Therefore, it's considered anus and therefore shouldn't be qualified. That the Gemara answers that gedolim. By adult children, affliction is, and even when he doesn't feed them, they still pardon with a full heart. And that's why it works. Next, it's not to begin the words of the Gemara. My love isn't that Eid Mel and Zainas, both of them are talking about when he feeds them, which Tosafot points out, I've got the Shabbat Uki, Kavar Masneitin, even though we really explained very well that the Mishnah is actually Be'ein Mel and Zainas, that when he's not feeding them, Bahash the Icy Brysa, but now that we brought a Brysa, the Tzrichim Lo Ukm, that we have to explain the Mel and Zainas that he is feeding them. So the Gemara thought, during the Brisa, that will explain the Mishnah just like the Brisa, and that's why we're making that such a Kimta, and that's what we're discussing. Next testament, the beginning of the Gemara, my Kimta, the Brisa, regarding the Brisa, the Malam Mazainas, that what you're feeding them. So then katan nami niktzitz, naked. So then for his own children also he should be able to make this up. So Tais explains mahadanami. This is going back also amay demuki meikara that originally said idvid b'mal v'chulo. That the bain meikara bain hashta, that meaning like just like before and just like now, mukmitz b'raisa b'mal mazainas. They were saying that oh okay the raisa talked about mal mazainas. That's what the gemara is explaining by him because really could have said that no it's ain mal mazainas. Then you wouldn't have the question. He says about to begin the words of Rachmana. The Torah doesn't give him rights, which love davka nakar Rachmana. The word Rachmana is a little misleading because it's only the Rabban Hamitz is cotton v'schachai love. The whole halacha that anything goes to the father is actually only rabbinic. Now the klemer rather what it means to say is leizachal Rabbanan, the rabbis in this case when the don't give him these rights. Now but Rivan's gears actually is leizachal Rabbanan, not Rachmana but actually Rabbanan. So that answers the question. Or now another part, because in Nukr Rachmana, we use the word from the Torah, Shem Bita, because not for the son, but if it's a daughter. Because the Minna Torah, Ma'aseh Shalai, biblically, actually, her income actually does go to the father, as Gemara says, Kedush Nevgimon Beis. And that's what's saying, but Tzar, regarding her pain, Lizach Rachmana, then the Torah does not give him those rights.